Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you know what?
I go, I come back.
It's a good news morning because one of our own has done so well. Well, several of our own. So Martin McDonagh, all the cast and crew of Banshees of Inisherin, I think majority of which were all Irish.
Yeah, there was a huge amount of Irish people. It was nominated for 8, got 3. That's a pretty good success story.
They're incredible.
That is Colin's first Oscar now, isn't it?
Well, it's a Golden Globe.
Golden Globe.
But that's always a good hint that he might win an Oscar.
Yeah.
And I think it's, as a lot of people are saying, it's great that he's getting appreciated for his work, finally.
Yeah.
Because he's been so good in so many things.
He's been in the business a long time.
So would you like to hear when Colin Farrell...
I would.
Local boy.
I would.
Done well. Here he is.
And the Golden Globe goes to... Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell.
This is Colin Farrell's third nomination and second win.
Second
he
win.
He wins his Golden Globe tonight for his role of Pádraig Súlaibán in The Banshees of Inisherin.
What?
Pádraig Súlaibán. In fairness, it's tough words.
I thought you were extraordinary. I cried myself to sleep the night that I saw your film, Blonde. I cried myself to sleep, and something to do with the music as well, the play at the moment where the shot opens and you just see her ankles at the edge of the bed. It messed me up so bad. Not a joke, but you're welcome to laugh. It's not my place to say what's appropriate laughter or not in this world. I want to thank Peter Chernin. I want to thank Graham Broadbell from Blueprint, Matthew Greenfield, and David Greenbaum from Searchlight. So many people, Fox Films. Martin McDonagh, I owe you so much, man. 14 years ago, you put me working with Brendan Gleeson, my dance partner, and you changed the trajectory of my life forever in ways that I begrudgingly will be grateful to you for the rest of my days. To work on this film, I never expect films to work or to find an audience, and when they do, it's shocking to me, and so I'm so horrified by what's happened around Banshees over the last couple of months in a thrilling kind of way. Brendan, I love you so much. I love you so much. To get to cohabitate this creative space with you every day, all I did when I came to work every day was aspire to be your equal. I'm not saying I even got there, but the aspiration kept me going. And I thank you for that for the rest of my days also. Kerry, to finally see the world after 20 years of acting, you can forget that piano. To finally see the world after 20 years of acting, find your work now. You're extraordinary. Barry, when you're sharing a house with an actor you're working with, a word of advice, Barry, don't eat his crunchy nut cornflakes and leave him with no breakfast in the morning. Okay? You should never send a man to work on an empty belly. I want to thank Sheila Flitton, who played our Banshee. I want to thank the cast and the crew and the locals of Inishmore and Achill Island that brought us in, and there was lines blurred between all of us so that we were just one big family for the betterment of all of our souls on that experience. And lastly, Jenny the Donkey, who is, yeah... Yeah, Jenny. And she's having an early retirement because she's in film business. You're welcome to it. I'm one and done, so she's gone. And my kids at home who are watching this, James and Henry, the loves of my life. I love you so much, and thanks, Hollywood Foreign Press. All the best.
Yes.
So is the...
Brilliant. So Brendan, as he said, I love you, Brendan was just like, he was just saying I love you back, and he just blew him a kiss. He's like, thanks. Thanks, man.
So is the piano the wrap it up bit? Like,
yeah,
where they're saying, "Come on,
he's
get
like,
on
I'm
with
not
it.
Wrapping this up."
You can forget about that piano.
Now he did. I don't know if he thanked Kerry Condon, who was the.
He did.
Did he thank her? Okay,
yeah,
great.
I was gonna say thanks, Kerry. I didn't know who Kerry was. Yeah,
she's fantastic. Kerry, she's like, yeah. She has one of the best lines in it.
These are all boring.
She's brilliant. So it's such a great film, and I'm delighted for them all. So.
I really do have to watch it now.
You have to.
I really
That's your
do.
Homework.
Oh, it's been on my list. I just haven't had a chance, but yeah, it's there. I will watch it. Well, congratulations.
It's a great laugh and very strange. And
fair play to them.
Yeah, isn't it great?
In slightly not as good Irish news, a pint of Guinness could go up by as much as 40 cent. And you know, this is the bit that gets me. So yesterday it was 12 cent, but that's just part of the cost.
Oh,
by
God.
The time all the other parts are associated with it, it could go up by 40 cent.
Is this for tax reasons or to try and make us drink less?
Just price hikes. Diageo are you know, absorbing costs, and
holy jingle bells.
Holy jingle bells will just be a jingle. It will not be a bell. A lot of pub owners said we will be on the floor after this. Obviously, they have to pass it on to the customer. If you've had a pint of this stuff in town in the last few months, you'll know it's well over the £6 mark anyway. So the fact that it could be getting close to €7 is just bonkers.
Yeah, the one I'm reading here says it could be 25 cents. So somewhere in between 12 and 40, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, and that'll be another reason for people to go local, because your local bar may not have as much cost as town costs. So,
wow. Whew. Hitting them when they hurt.
Yeah.
Graham Norton has revealed he eats supermarket Scotch eggs as a comfort food.
Never had one of them.
I've never had one.
No.
Scotch egg, so that's like an egg with a load of sausage around it, isn't it? It's
real. And then breadcrumbs on the outside.
Yeah, and they deep fry that. It sounds like it'd probably be nice.
Oh, I'd say they're all right. It's a bit like a cold egg that's been sitting in a box for a few weeks. Not sure.
He says he uses cutlery to enjoy the popular snack. That's his comfort food.
I don't know if you have to use cutlery. I think it's optional. You can just use your fingers. Gobble, gobble.
He was on a podcast called Comfort Eating. Okay, so the.
All right, okay.
And he said, if I'm in the supermarket and I'm going home and I'm a bit peckish, I know what I love. It's very simple. A Scotch egg from Waitrose. We don't have that here. Nothing fancy, because Waitrose have overcomplicated the Scotch eggs. There's an Indian summer and weird ham weirdness. He just wants plain one with ketchup.
There is M&S do them all right. I've seen them in boxes all right. I don't think I could even look at somebody eating one. To be honest with you.
No, this would be a private matter.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, so it would be like any kind of pie like that would be sort of, you know, messy, and you go off against a wall and do it yourself.
Well, there's nothing gooey comes out of it, because it's all dry and cooked. And
you see some of those cookery shows, and people they go, I'm going to go enjoy this, and they take it out the back garden and munch it, because it's going to go all over your trousers.
You know what else I've never had to do with eggs? Egg mayonnaise. You couldn't tie me down and give me €1 million.
The mayonnaise is mostly egg.
Yeah, that's pasteurised, and it's whipped into a consistency that doesn't resemble an egg, Jim.
Well, what's some egg mayonnaise then?
It's chopped up eggs.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mixed in with a load of
look at the face on them.
Sloppy mayonnaise.
He's making a face like somebody just
right.
Put it in front of him.
And then sometimes I've seen it before in delis.
It's just a texture thing, is it?
Where they put tomatoes into it as well. And
oh, tomatoes are lovely. Oh, tomatoes are nice.
I just couldn't go near it now.
What about a bit of shashkeushke?
What?
A bit of shashkeushke.
I've had that before, that's all right.
Oh, yeah, that's the same thing as tomatoes and eggs. Shashkeushke.
Yeah, it's chopped tomatoes. I have no problem with chopped tomatoes. I know
it's cooked tomatoes.
I know.
You're not that weird. Everyone has their own thing.
That's actually very nice. I've made that a few times. But egg mayonnaise. And I see people getting it on rolls with turkey or rolls with ham. And I'm going, oh, Jesus, if that knife touches my knife.
I know somebody used
here.
To get it all the time. And it's like, I think they used to get it in Marks and Spencer's in a little tub. And it's like, it was like kind of a sandwich filler of egg. Is that the one you're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
That's nice, man.
No.
Yeah, with some black pepper, man.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah, put on some toast.
I couldn't.
Oh, you could.
I've also been told you'd never want to see coleslaw being made.
You will.
I know someone used to have to, they used to make the coleslaw in the place. And they had a bath. They used to fill a bath.
So when they...
full of all the stuff and mix it.
I was also told, I wouldn't purchase coleslaw in a butcher's.
Well, there you go. If this was in a butcher's in a bath.
Yeah. Goes right up to their elbow.
like a vest.
In fairness, right, you don't want to see anything being prepared.
No, probably not. When I get them a roll made in a deli, I try not to even look, because I know if that knife touches, and sometimes they swipe the knife down the board to clean whatever was off. Oh, no, God, oh, Jesus.
Well, now, so...
I am a freak.
Were you with
freak.
Me? Was it you, or was it who was it was with me when I walked out three places in a row?
Yeah.
Was it you?
One of those places is closed down now.
Yeah. So I went
in. I'm not
in,
surprised.
And the first place, they took their glove. They put the money on the glove that they were preparing. Like, and I said, no.
Didn't that change to touch the money?
Give me the money back. Give me the money. I'm not having it now.
And another shop you walked
why
out.
Why not? I said, you just touched the money on the food. You just touched the money on the food, yeah? And for that reason, I'm out. So give me the money back. And they're like, yeah.
Another shop, he just put his hand up in the air and said, no. And left.
So this guy was watching him, and he had no gloves on. He was on the till. He was taking credit cards. And then he put his hand into a big thing of chicken. The same hand, unwashed, no glove. And I went, no. Jimmy's out of here. And then I went back.
Well, even if you double bagged your hands, I'm still not eating your egg mayonnaise. Thanks very much.
So sometimes it's better not to see what they're doing.
I'm with you, Nonby. Yeah, thanks. Nobby, excuse for Scotch eggs, egg mayonnaise. Totally different story. What do you mean? No, Scotch eggs never wouldn't give me the ick as much as the egg mayonnaise. Egg mayonnaise, I can't even look at it. Oh my,
but you wouldn't see it very often. Like,
oh, you would, yeah.
Where would you see
it? It's on the shelves in the shops. Beside coleslaw and stuff. They haven't.
I'd
tubs.
Never buy it, yeah.
And then if you go into a deli, you'll see it there oozing out of the tub, like the big.
You need to get over it, man. You're making it into a horror movie. It's just, there's a food you don't like, just avoid it.
And it spills out the side of the roll because it's all so sloppy and gooey. Oh, gee. Oh, like.
You're demonizing the egg mayonnaise.
Oh, seriously.
Now, there is another. There's a tuna and sweet corn sandwich filler.
Don't mind that.
Okay, Grant.
I don't mind that. That's actually quite nice.
It could be mayonnaise.
That's actually quite nice. Oh, there is a bit of mayonnaise, okay. But it's not like. It's not 50-50.
How much
mix.
Would you eat egg mayonnaise for if I went and got some?
Don't even go there, Jim. I'm not doing it.
If I went and got some,
and don't bother sending Crossy.
Just a little spoonful of
Crossy's
egg
pulled an all-nighter to get the Golden Globes audio. He's not going to the shop for this.
I'll go. Egg mayonnaise on a little teaspoon. How much?
No.
50 quid?
I couldn't.
Would you do it for 50?
No.
You wouldn't eat some egg mayonnaise off a spoon for 50 euro?
It'd have to be more
100?
No. I couldn't.
Okay.
I couldn't.
Any advance on 100?
Oh, God. I've never even tried it. I can feel it going in my throat. Oh, God.
Oh. Right. Well, what about just sniffing it and rubbing it on your face?
Jesus, no. Egg mayonnaise is elite. No. The only thing elite that you can eat are biscuits.
You need to stop thinking about it. You're overthinking it.
You're making me sick. Stop.
Just don't think about it. If there's something makes you feel like, I don't like that. Don't.
I know.
You're imagining it.
I don't know how this
You're
even
imagining
starts.
It now, like in your mouth.
Graham Norton and a Scotch egg started this. I hope this audio makes its way to him. It's F104.
I doubt it.
I have to go to the toilet, sorry.
150. It's a strawberry alarm clock. It's F104.
150 what?
Would you eat some egg mayonnaise for
100? No.
200.
Not a hope. Right. Jesus, no, can't. Can't, sorry.
Okay, would you say you're more afraid of egg mayonnaise or snakes? What about a snake covered in egg mayonnaise?
Oh, Jesus. That's a slippy animal, slippy reptile.
All right, I'll leave you alone.
Oh, Jesus.
Nobby revealed something he really dislikes.
If I'm ever famous enough to be an Irish celebrity, you can tell Anton Deck that if they really want to get me in that little coffin when you're buried.
It's just egg mayonnaise.
Just egg mayonnaise and snakes.
You'd be praying for egg mayonnaise if you're in there.
Just pour it all over you with a load of pythons. Who've hopefully been fed.
God.
Oh, I couldn't do it. Okay, today's qualifying question on Instagram for 1,000 euro. What's the highest score of the year so far?
8. There's 3 people on 8 so far.
What animal is Jenny in the Banshees of Inisherin? What animal is Jenny? She got a shout out there in Colin's speech.
Very good.
087-679-7104, or you can answer that over in the DMs.
But she's brilliant. What a performance.
You always forget her lines.
Heartbreaking stuff.
With Jenny?
No, just like she's so cool. Like she, yeah. I don't want to give anything away, but like the Jenny comes into the house and kind of nuzzles.
Right.
She's lovely.
Okay. I now feel like I need to ask you, did she make it?
Well, I can't talk about that.
Okay, Jesus.
Right. No, but heartbreaking stuff because it's so cute. I mean,
I know. Yeah. No, absolutely. Right. So Jenny is on 4 legs. So 087-679-7104.
I had a dream last night.
Did you?
That there was a hippopotamus in the car park downstairs.
The one you wanted for Christmas?
A very, very friendly hippopotamus.
What was it driving?
It wasn't driving, it was walking up to me.
In a car park?
In the car park downstairs.
There's no water there, they need a bit of water.
They came running up like a dog seeing its owner for
licking you.
Oh, it was like, yeah, it was like going, hey.
The only thing I wouldn't like a lick.
Gorgeous it was.
A lick from a hippo, they might, you could get a tooth in the arm by mistake. Jesus.
No, this is a friendly hippo.
As far as I know, now I could be wrong here. Is a hippo either the animal that can hold its breath longest underwater or one of them? They can hold them for a pretty long time anyway.
Mm. I don't.
I'll research that fact and come back to you on it.
Do.
Now, FM 104's Dish the Dirt with Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange, home of World Car of the Year, Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
So, Colin Farrell won Best Actor in a Comedy or Musical at the Golden Globes last night. It's his second win. What was his first win? Does anyone not remember? There could be a few things. Was it? Anyway, we'll come back to that. We'll find out that. Here he
That's
is.
A good question, though.
Here he is, picking up his award.
Martin McDonagh, I owe you so much, man. 14 years ago, you put me working with Brendan Gleeson, my dance partner, and you changed the trajectory of my life forever in ways that I begrudgingly will be grateful to you for the rest of my days. to work on this film. I never expect films to work or to find an audience. And when they do, it's shocking to me. And so I'm so horrified by what's happened around Banshees over the last couple of months in a thrilling kind of way. Brendan, I love you so much. I love you so much. To get to cohabitate this creative space with you every day. All I did when I came to work every day was aspire to be your equal. I'm not saying I even got there, but the aspiration kept me going. And I thank you for that for the rest of my days also.
Ah, so it was in Bruges he won the Golden Globe, right?
He's a way with words, isn't he?
He's very gracious and yeah, he does have a way with words. He really does.
Fantastic. And Brendan, just for those of you who haven't seen it, Brendan's in the crowd and he's not well enough, but he's very like touched and by Colin's words, and he blows him a kiss and says, like, you can see him going thumbs up.
Like, he's always very humble and manages to remember the right people to thank, and you'd never kind of get an air and grace off him.
So in Bruges, Banshees, now we need the trilogy, but like, take your time, make sure it's a good one, just like you did with this one.
Just keep working with Martin McDonagh.
Eddie Murphy got the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Golden Globes. Everyone's talking about Eddie Murphy this morning, and at the end of his speech he took a funny swipe about this.
I want to let you know that there is a definitive blueprint that you can follow to achieve success, prosperity, longevity, and peace of mind. It's a blueprint, and I followed it my whole career. It's very simple. There's three things. You just do these three things. Pay your taxes. Mind your business. And keep Will Smith's wife's name.
Simple.
Very simple, huh? And also, Steven Spielberg won Best Motion Picture and Best Director for The Fablemans, a movie based on his own life. Here is what he said.
I think everything I've done up to this point has made me ready to finally be honest about the fact that it's not easy to be a kid. The fact that everybody sees me as a success story, and everybody sees all of us the way they perceive us based on how they get the information. But nobody really knows who we are until we're courageous enough to tell everyone who we are. And I spent a lot of time trying to figure out when I could tell that story. And I figured out when I turned about 74 years old, I said, you better do it now. You better do it now. So, and I'm really, really happy I did. Thank you, Hollywood Foreign Press, for this honor.
That's so true. If you think of him just through all the films he's had, it's like, oh, he's a genius. He's great. He's always happy. He's loaded.
His movies have been our lifetimes. It's just, yeah. He's always been there, hasn't
always
he?
Always been there. That's exactly it. So, here's someone that I recommend that you follow. Her name is Annie Rauwerda. Annie Rauwerda. It's Rauwerda. And she is a big hitter on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
And she, to pass the time on Twitter, rather than have a row with somebody, does Venn diagrams of things that are in common with each other.
Okay.
So you've got three discs and you've got words on them. So let me play a game with you here and see, can you pass this test of her Venn diagrams? I'll start easy on you.
So Venn diagrams, so the three discs, but there's something in the middle, so that's the common denominator.
That's the common denominator, exactly.
Got it. Venn diagram.
Here's our first one. Popes since 1878. There's a lot of names of popes.
Right.
You've got John Paul II, John Paul I, Pius V. There's loads in there, right?
Popes.
And how you can order eggs. And then you've got scrambled and sunny side up and soft boiled and poached and loads more.
Yeah.
But what is the...
Benedict.
Correct. Because you can have eggs Benedict.
Oh, I like this game.
So there you go. That's, you now know how the game works.
Yeah.
Well done to you.
What's the common name? Okay, yes.
Okay. So here's three more Venn diagram titles.
So there's only two circles in that one.
There was.
Okay.
Correct, yeah. Okay. So, but this one has three.
Okay.
Right. Things you put in your hair.
Yeah.
Things you can buy at a DIY store. And movies with John Travolta.
Things you can put in your hair.
Yeah. Things you can buy at the DIY store. Woody's or whatever. And movie titles starring John Travolta.
Movie titles. So it's not...
Not his character name or anything. No. So think of a big obvious one. Like really, we were on top of it yesterday.
Grease.
Yeah. You can put
that
in your
grease
hair.
In your hair. Put grease in the thing. Grease. Got it.
Yeah.
Nice.
There's two others.
I was stuck on hair gel and
so yeah. There's Pulp Fiction there, Staying Alive, none of them, Wild Hogs, Saturday Night Fever, no, none of them are making
sense.
These
are incorrect answers, really?
Yeah, things you can put in your hair, scrunchies and bows, headbands.
Okay.
Things you can buy in DIY stores, keys and chains and screwdrivers. They're not there.
Give us another one.
You've
I like this
one
game.
Of the three.
Yeah.
Do you like the game?
I do like the game. Give me another one.
Okay.
I'm hooked.
You're hooked. Let me give you what you could have said, and I'll find some more for you in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
So you could have also said bolt.
You don't put a bolt in your hair.
Ah, you can, yeah.
All right there, Dougal. Ah, you can, Ted. You can put a bolt in your hair.
Frankenstein.
That's in his neck.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, you can, yeah.
Okay, just grease then. Who let that cop shout in the television?
Is that the game?
Now, find more. I wanted to see would you like it
I'm
or not.
I'm hooked now. You can't have the coffee on the go here. I'm going to keep going.
I'll find more.
All right.
You can, yeah.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM104's Instagram.
With missquote.ie. Specialists in women's car insurance. Going the extra mile to get you great deals. See missquote.ie.
Andrew's from Tala.
Hello.
Hello there.
How are you, lads?
You support He's Leeds quick. Like Crossy does?
I do indeed support Leeds, unfortunately, for my sins.
I used to go to a school with a guy called Gary from Tala. He also was a Leeds supporter. You don't know him, do you?
I don't know him, no.
I can't imagine too many Leeds supporters in Tala.
No, I wouldn't think so.
And what's it like being a Leeds fan?
It's tough going, lads, I tell you one thing. It's tough going, but it's good old crack.
You do have glory days from time to time.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Well, a lot before my time, but...
No, I mean, you beat one team, giant kill from time to time, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, we do, yeah.
Yeah.
Blue colour as well.
A blue colour?
Yeah, it's a lovely,
lost
you there, lads.
Lost
hello.
You there.
Right. Broke open us.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So, Andrew... You normally get sevens or eights.
Most of the time, if I'm doing well, if I'm lucky.
Now, have you ever sent us in, I got a 10, lads, no?
No, not yet, no. Okay. I don't think I've got one yet. Hopefully today.
Today could be the day.
Could be today.
Right, well, you ready for your 10 questions?
Let's do it.
Where are you now?
I'm sitting in my kitchen petting our puppy, Frank.
All right.
Ah, Frank the puppy. That's Morning a great Frank. Name for a puppy.
Yeah, he's biting my hand here. He's very excited to be on FM 104.
Good man. Good man, Frank.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
Which continent is first alphabetically?
Asia.
Who was the captain of the Argentinian World Cup winning team?
Leo Messi.
From what tree would you find conkers?
Oak.
In poker, what is the lowest value card?
A 2.
True or false, in McDonald's, there's no ketchup on a Big Mac.
True.
What word starting with H is the practice of sticking your thumb out at the side of a road for a lift?
Hitchhiking.
At a wedding, what is the female equivalent of a best man?
Bridesmaid, chief bridesmaid.
Who is the architect host of Room to Improve?
Dermot Bannon.
What continent are llamas originally from?
South America.
And what are the two colours of Mayo? County colours.
Red and green. Green and red.
You know your stuff, Andrew. You know your stuff.
I think I messed up the first one.
You said Asia.
I did, and it's Africa.
It's Africa.
I know.
AF. Not AS.
That's a good question, isn't it? That's a good question.
Yeah,
that's
a good question. He's a good contestant.
He's a good
deserve.
Contestant, and Frank the puppy's lovely.
He doesn't deserve.
He's here. He's a puppy for autism, lads. He's going to go to a child with autism after he finishes school with us.
Oh, wow.
Lovely. Horse chestnut tree or chestnut tree is the...
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, acorns would be the oak.
Would you have to be fussy about maid of honor as well? Is that the chief bridesmaid maid of honor?
I don't know.
Let's ask the girls. Girls, is chief bridesmaid or maid of honor the same thing?
I've written down maid of honor, but chief bridesmaid sounds pretty good. Is that not the same thing? Or is chief bride, maid of honor is the best man equivalent? No, that's what I have.
Africa, Asia. Oh. Give Frank the money now. It's like,
oh, I'll buy him a lot of chew toys and food and blankets.
Depends if she's maid of honor is if she's married. Okay, maid of honor in America. Okay, chief bridesmaid, we'll give you that. Grant.
So what are we up to now?
He's on an eight. You're the same. You've joined an exclusive club, Andrew, because yourself, Sinead, Cian, and Danny the girl,
Danny the girl with an I,
you're all on the high score of the year, which is eight.
Fantastic.
And I will mention you every day until somebody gets a nine.
Fair play.
And Andrew, a guy called Johnny's messaged in to say you're always welcome in the Old Mill because there's a big gang of lead supporters there.
Ah, brilliant. Good stuff.
There you go.
Deadly.
Sorry, man.
No worries, lads. Thanks very much.
Come back another day.
Will do. Cheers, lads.
Okay.
Take care.
Give Frank a pet for me.
I will, of course.
Is he a Labrador?
He's a Labrador. Golden Labrador, yeah.
Lovely.
Here's one of my friends who's I would say the best knows more about weddings than anybody.
Okay.
Maid of honour, if not married, and chief bridesmaid, if she is.
Right.
There you go.
Is that Lindy?
That's Lindy.
She's still not ever getting married, no?
She did a lot of research.
Andrew, talk to you again.
Cheers, lads. Take care.
Leeds. Good luck.
So the chief bridesmaid made of anything. That's caused a bit of a stir, hasn't it?
We've got a few messages and there's either a few brides-to-be or whatever because it's even getting abbreviated. Chief BM is Grant. Oh, Anne-Marie.
Chief BM, yeah. So what was the... So my friend, as I told you, Lindy, she's an expert in weddings. She was
a wedding planner, like, or what? She
could be, because she she was obviously very excited when she was getting married a few years ago. And what was the website she used to go on?
There's one fab day or something.
No, weddings online or something, or weddings.
What would she do? Like, just post about things?
Yeah, there's an awful lot to organise.
How many tears are you getting on your cake?
Oh, there's invitations, there's this, there's
do
that.
Do the women do speeches now?
There's a million things, and it was a great day, in fairness. So.
Well, you went.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, Lindy, yeah. I don't
know.
Whoa. Jim went to your wedding. He must have really liked you.
I know. It's not like that now, I know. Anyway. I couldn't go to your one.
I wasn't talking about that. I just meant because I know you hate weddings, Jim. That's all.
I do hate weddings, yeah.
Stop stopping my one.
But you're jealous.
No. I was the old man speech? Was he's a bit of a pro talking to microphones?
Well,
he's
accustomed to public speaking. All right, it's pretty good.
Did he have the Cagney and Lacey team at the
no.
start as he came
they,
out?
They all did. They all spoke well. Okay. Lindy did a speech herself.
Very good.
So it was all good. Anyway, she knows her stuff. So That's the official line now. Maid of honor, God. If you're right, if you're not married, and chief bridesmaid if she is.
I couldn't go to you.
I thought you were.
Right. I just had a mess as well. My phone. Best thing about my wedding was my divorce. I'll say no names on that. Also, hello to some lovely little people who are going to the Funderland Special Needs Morning today. It's a free event for guests from schools and centres. And they wouldn't. They don't like to go during normal hours when it's really, really busy.
Yes.
So they have a special morning for them there today.
So have a great day, everybody. And we hear there's going to be goodie bags there as well, too.
Oh.
Very cool.
Goodie bags. Excellent.
Enjoy.
Funderland is brilliant. Have lots and lots of fun. It's 8:27 on F104. I'll give you your Venn diagram answer. You have murder of crows.
Murder, yeah. I can't.
There's one other word.
It's not killer.
For
so
a group
killer,
of, is it? It's a crime and a group of... It's not killer. It's crime and a group... A name given to a pack of animals. A particular name. Do you want the answer now? Dragged a lot.
Lots of people. Yeah.
I know, people are interested.
Hey guys, just wondering, is the crime... Well, it's not really a crime, I suppose. Well, it can be a crime. A group of people at the same time as well. It would be a gang. And the group of animals that go by gang is turkeys. So you have a gang of turkeys.
Less gangs left after
December. There's not a gaggle of turkeys.
A
gang of turkeys. That's not a crime anyway. I know people who are in gangs. It's only gangs if you're doing crimes.
Yeah, but in Ireland you can be done for being the leader of a crime gang. But these are more obvious kind of worldwide words that you'd use. Manslaughter, you said slaughter, no.
Killing.
Just explain, if you've just crime. Tuned in, this is basically, I found this lady, she does Venn diagrams on Twitter for the crack. And basically she has a couple of words here. Animal group names and crimes or felonies. Jim got one straight away, a murder of crows.
Murder of crows. So I'm trying to think of other crimes. It's nothing to do with kills or theft or thievery.
No. It's something that all of us have in our hands, actually, quite a lot. When you think about it.
In our hands?
Yeah. What's in your phone?
What's in my phone?
Yeah. What's in everyone's phone?
Contacts?
No. more of the hardware variety.
Apps?
No, that's software.
Data.
I love this game. Data be software as well, Jim. Hardware. Like it's a physical thing.
We don't know.
A battery of barracudas.
Battery.
Assault and battery.
Battery. Yeah, okay. Battery of barracudas. For God's sake. It's like Dictionary Corner and Countdown.
I've seen the barracudas in the zoo.
Did it. Yeah.
I have some more. John Travolta was good, wasn't it?
Yeah, the John Travolta one was my favourite.
Things
so far
you put in your
of
hair.
The two we've done.
Movies with John Travolta and things you can buy at the DIY store. And grease was the common denominator.
So now there's a battery of barracudas. It's also illegal.
I wouldn't
learned
know.
That in the strawberry this morning.
I wouldn't know a barracuda if it walked by me on O'Connell Street.
Just a warning. Everybody's sick of the book, yeah? The
interviews.
The book. Yeah. So this is to give you a bit of a giggle. As an alternative to all that.
Looking back now, it's hard to figure out what it was all about.
Prince Harry has a new 25-episode Netflix show, all about the stuff he couldn't fit into his book or his many other public appearances. Spare us, Prince Harry's stuff that he couldn't get in his book.
So Harry, if you can you explain to us about the Monopoly game with William?
We were playing Monopoly and he wouldn't go to jail. He wouldn't collect £200 and he would not pass go.
And you said you wanted to beat the top hat, but William had decided he was going to beat the top hat as well.
It was all planned from the beginning. Sometimes I think he went into the room and got the top hat and slipped it into his trouser pocket. And he was the banker.
And how did that make you feel?
It made me feel betrayed.
Harry, the night the bins didn't go out, what happened there?
Well, it was a Tuesday, and that's when the black bin traditionally goes out in the palace. It was William's turn, and he didn't put the bin out. And I got the blame. There was a double collection the next week.
How did that make you feel, Harry?
I felt betrayed.
Harry, Harry, if you can you tell us about Buckingham Palace's veg patch?
Sure. Well, as you can imagine, it's quite a large garden, and I wanted to grow tomatoes, and I wanted to grow carrots, and I wanted to grow potatoes, but they weren't interested. All they were interested in was leeks.
So royal leeks?
Yes, royal leeks.
And how did that make you feel, Harry?
As betrayed.
Spare Us, the new Prince Harry 25-episode Netflix show.
And Harry, what are you looking for now?
Privacy.
What?
Apart from this 25-episode Netflix show. Spare Us.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt. With Mooney's Hyundai Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Home of World Car of the Year. Ioniq 5. CEPMooney.ie.
Hyundai.
So I wonder, yesterday, was there a Ricky Gervais lying on his couch, stroking his dogs,
saying
and
I
cats,
did it better,
thinking, ha 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 ha. Because Jared Carmichael, who was the host, he's a comedian, and but the joke
could have told him.
They didn't. It just didn't happen, and like, there's no way of knowing until you're out there whether it's going to happen or work. But some of his jokes fell flat at the Globes last night, and one that didn't go down well was when he spotted Rihanna in the audience. This is what he said to her.
Only because I see Rihanna is here, and I'm gonna say something very controversial. This, I will actually get in trouble for this. Rihanna, you take all the time you want on that album, girl. Don't let these fools on the internet pressure you into nothing.
Apparently, there was a lot of tumbleweeds.
Okay, well, it's a tough gig. If you've been watching White Lotus, Jennifer Coolidge is in it. She was, of course. Who's mom in American Pie?
Stacey's.
Stiflers.
That's a song, isn't it? Stacey's mom.
Founders of Wayne. So apparently she gave away. So don't watch. Here's our advice. Don't watch any clips of Jennifer online today if you see her, because she gives away a lot of spoilers if you had planned to watch White Lotus.
I haven't seen any White Lotus yet. It's like on my to-do list. That's how it works. You're like, oh, I might not watch it for a year. So don't tell me the ending.
This one does not contain a spoiler.
And then there were these people that would sort of give you these cute little jobs, and it would just be enough to get to the next one. Even Michael Patrick King, you kept me going for a long time. But you know, and then there would be, you know, Reese, you got me, you know, Legally Blonde, and then the Weitz brothers kept me going with like five, because some of these things would go like five, you know, five different episodes, you know, five different sequels of American Pie. I'd milk that to the bone. I mean, I'm still going for six or seven, whatever they want, you know. But I just want to say, you know, Mike White, you should have changed my life in a million different ways. And my neighbors are speaking to me, things like that. And I mean it. None of those people. I was never invited to one party on my hill. And now everyone's inviting me.
Sounds like a WhatsApp message on doublespeak.
She's especially the start. Obviously, Colin did very well and Banshees. And he did a speech. We brought it to you in the last dish.
We'll bring it to you again before 10. But Austin, yeah. Butler, also, he accepted his actor in a drama category. And after the awards, because he did a kind of deep voice, kind of a bit of Elvis, kind of came in like that sometime. And it's
more a Duran, in fairness.
After an awards,
I love working with you, Daddy.
After the awards, a journalist questioned him why he still sounded a bit like Elvis a year after completing the movie.
It's a bit awkward.
And this is what he said.
I didn't think about it. I I don't think I sound like him still. But I guess I must, because I hear it a lot. I think, you know, I often liken it to when somebody lives in another country for a long time. And I had 3 years where that was my only focus in life, so I'm sure that there's just pieces of my DNA that will always be linked in that way.
He's hardly Liam Payne, in fairness.
Actors have a very kind of musical ear as well, especially if you're doing an impersonation of someone for that long on a shoot. So, and he's picking it up for that movie, so of course you'd sort of start here in my ear. What's happening up in my head? You would.
Dahi, stop doing that. What is the crack?
What is the crack is that The Banshees of Inisherin is best picture, best screenplay for Martin McDonagh, and best actor award to Colin Farrell for his portrayal about two good friends who suddenly stop being friends. It's such a funny film, such a weird film too. Shot incredible. Looks beautiful.
Yes. Ackle always looks beautiful. And Jenny the Donkey, of course, gets a mention in Colin's speech. Here's a couple of moments of what he had to say overnight.
Martin McDonagh, I owe you so much, man. 14 years ago, you put me working with Brendan Gleeson, my dance partner, and you changed the trajectory of my life forever in ways that I begrudgingly will be grateful to you for the rest of my days. To work on this film, I never expect films to work or to find an audience. And when they do, it's shocking to me. And so I'm so horrified by what's happened around Banshees over the last couple of months in a thrilling kind of way. Brendan, I love you so much. I love you so much. To get to cohabitate this creative space with you every day. All I did when I came to work every day was aspire to be your equal. I'm not saying I even got there, but the aspiration kept me going. And I thank you for that for the rest of my days also.
So he's right to be thanking Martin McDonagh, because this is his second Golden Globe for a Martin McDonagh movie.
In Bruges was his last one, which was 14 years ago. That's on Netflix, by the way, currently.
I haven't seen that in ages.
Very good film.
I keep seeing clips of it. You know the restaurant scene where the guy says, yeah. The Canadian. And when I won't say what happens, but when there's an altercation, then he goes, "That's for John Lennon." It's actually Canadian.
It's such a beautiful place, and it'll just make you want to drink really nice, very strong beer when you watch it, when you look at the places they go to. There's also an amazing photograph this morning of Jennifer Coolidge, who we've just been talking about, who very publicly said she kind of dined out on the whole Stifler's mom thing after American Pie. She had a lot of attention from younger men. She really enjoyed that. She had lots of fun, in her own words.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. So, but there's a photograph this morning where Colin offers his arm to her to go up to the stage, to walk up the stairs, because, you know, a lot of people have fallen down those stairs and high profile stairs at events. And her mouth just kind of says, "Ooh, look at you in that tuxedo, Mr. Farrell."
Yeah.
So I presume she grabbed hold of him and linked him. I don't know. He also has some nice moments here. I don't know if when he was on with Brendan on The Late Late last year, and he spoke about Barry Keoghan, I don't know what way the man wants to pronounce his name.
We said it to, when we interviewed Barry, he said his name is Keoghan, but like he doesn't care
either.
Yeah.
But Colin told a fairy to Ryan Tubridy about he was always eating his crunching of cornflakes and leaving the milk out of the fridge and all that. And he makes reference to this in his speech.
Kerry, to finally see the world after 20 years of acting, you can forget that piano. To finally see the world after 20 years of acting, find your work now. You're extraordinary. Barry, when you're sharing a house with an actor you're working with, a word of advice, Barry, don't eat his crunching of cornflakes and leave him with no breakfast in the morning. Okay, you should never send a man to work on an empty belly. I want to thank Sheila Flitton, who played our Banshee. I want to thank the cast and the crew and the locals of Inishmore and Achill Island that brought us in. And there was lines blurred between all of us so that we were just one big family for the betterment of all of our souls on that experience. And lastly, Jenny the Donkey, who is, Jenny. And she's having an early retirement because she's still in business. You're welcome to it. I'm one and done, so she's gone. And my kids at home who are watching this, James and Henry, the loves of my life.
Ah, isn't that lovely?
It is. It is.
What a cool guy. And I hope the three of them get back together and do another one at some stage.
Don't leave it as long. There's a clip of our Sean and Sanjay talking to Brendan and Colin on our Instagram. If you want to have a little look there. And they do say we can't leave it as long this time. We don't want to.
It's the dream team.
It's streaming on Disney Plus if you want to go and see it. Just call me Mrs. Hinch, right? I know I don't look as good, but there are some...
I don't know what Mrs. Hinch looks like. I only see her hands.
You ever see... Yeah, hands and gloves.
I do know what she looks like. She's got dark hair, isn't she?
I thought she was a blondie chungun, or I'm thinking of someone else.
Her house is very well put together, isn't it? It's like...
Yeah.
There's not a corner she hasn't put some thought into.
No.
Anyway.
Well, the corner she shows you.
Yeah.
On the internet. So there are some household items that you can use to clean the gaff that you have there, and this is a way of saving money. You don't need to buy expensive cleaning products if you're trying to clean the gaff. Maybe you own, maybe your landlord's coming around for an inspection.
I've dabbled with some of these, and I can tell you they work.
You have
baking soda and vinegar, yeah?
Yeah.
That does everything.
Well,
and a lemon. That's all you need.
They are two of the items on this list here, Jim.
Okay.
So, lemon. So, you know, you put a bit of spaghetti bolognese into a lunchbox.
Yeah.
And it's red, destroyed, orangey red. Lemon juice is amazing for that. Rub your lemon juice all over your box and it will get rid of the colour of the spaghetti.
There's the promo.
Oh, Jesus. Well, don't do that. baking soda over cushions. What do you do with your baking soda?
Well, first of all, I don't use those the little. I use glass bowls. If you use glass bowls, you don't get that the thing.
You don't get that stain.
No,
right.
You know my little bowl that I have for me.
I do, Jim. I do.
Your little bowl.
Yeah. Glass.
It's glass.
Get them in IKEA. I know.
It just rinses out. You don't have a problem.
Will you tell me what you do with the baking soda, please?
You mix so it with vinegar.
Move on for the lunchbox.
You mix it with vinegar.
Right.
And it cleans everything. Like there's a million different things. Like if you have enough baking soda and vinegar, you can clean everything. And it's kind of natural as well. No chemicals.
Well, if you sprinkle baking soda over cushions and leave it for 20 minutes before hoovering it off, you'll get a fresh smelling sofa. Shake and vac.
Are you
all
right,
are you?
Yeah?
Are you okay? Yeah.
A fresh smelling sofa, really?
Yeah, and cushions. Got an old tea bag?
I have access to some.
Lift the lid of your jacks before you go to bed. Stick a tea bag into the jacks. The next morning, let it soak. Give it a scrub. And the bowl will be sparkling clean. You don't need domestos. You don't need bleach. Obviously, it doesn't have the same hygiene.
I'm into that. I'm into, yeah, things that are more natural, right?
Yeah. That will work. That's good.
A tea bag in the
tea bag now, down the jacks.
Plumbers, please. A tea bag.
Well, you probably have to fish it out, actually, do you?
No, you need to put it in some kind of net or a bag or something like.
It's in a bag.
I know, but you don't want to get that into your plumbing. Plumbers, how many call-outs have you had for tea bags in the stuck in the jacks in the, what's the name of that thing above?
Cistern.
The cistern. How many tea bags in the cistern? What's the weirdest thing you found in the cistern, plumbers?
Jeez, a gun, I'd say.
Yeah?
If I was going to hide a gun, it'd be...
No, I think you need to look into that now before you start putting tea bags
in.
It's
on the list. Coconut oil.
It's on the list, doesn't mean...
You know your extractor fan over your oven? Cover that in coconut oil. That will get rid of any grease, dust, anything that's sticky, and it will look brand new and shiny because it's coconut oil.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, I'll give you one more. Eggshells. Use them instead of... You know those little scrubby pads for your pots? Eggshells work just as well.
Well, now, this is one thing I do. I do this thing I saw, right? So, you know, yeah, the coffee grounds?
Yeah.
You get a little sort of thing on the side. You put your coffee grounds in there. You get rid of all...
Just after you've made your coffee.
Yeah, put the coffee grounds in
sitting in your tap yolk,
put them in a
called.
Little sort of box, right?
Yeah.
Next time you have a banana, get
like
the skin.
A lunchbox, like.
Get the skin and wrap it up and cut it up the skin of the banana. Stick it in with the coffee grounds and any eggshells. Stick them all in there,
what
right?
What the hell is that?
Telling you now.
Sounds like you're baking a cake when you're four.
You mush that all together, it'll go off, right?
Oh, Jesus.
No, so it's banana skins, eggshells, and coffee grounds.
Yeah.
Stick that in your plants.
All
inside
right.
or outside. And
as feed.
Oh, woof.
Really?
Woof.
Wow. I heard that the coffee keeps slugs away as well.
Yeah, it does.
Right.
So don't be throwing that stuff out. That can come in handy, Mrs. Hinch.
Great. I'm off to buy a lemon. See you later. Scotland, for the size of it, produces a lot of good singers. A bit like Ireland.
Well, I'd say Ireland is even better.
Yeah, possibly. But they're all right, like.
Name four.
Scottish ones.
Yeah.
Marty Pello. Lewis Capaldi. Charlene Spiteri.
Yeah.
And what about the Claimers? And I will walk 500 miles and I will walk 500
miles. Well, you forgot the best one.
Now, hang on, there's more. I know there's more. Hang on. The best one.
The best one. I was only listening to him the other night.
Oh, Scottish. Are the...
Playing Dublin this week, or this year, June.
I know there's more.
So
the Kaisers aren't full. No, they're not from Scotland.
No, they're from...
Mumford, no. Oh. June. Marley.
Paolo Nutini.
Paolo.
Come on, how could you forget Paolo?
Yeah, cause... Yeah, he's very good as well.
He's excellent.
That's my point. Scotland produces some great singers. Susan Boyle.
All right, now you're stretching.
That woman has sold millions of albums.
Yeah.
Millions.
Loads of people have sold millions
There's
of albums.
There's nothing wrong with her.
I never said there was.
I know she's a bit eccentric.
I said
like,
you're stretching.
Was Annie Lennox Scottish?
Yeah, she is.
Wow. Rod Stewart. It was his birthday the other day. He's 78 or something.
Annie Lennox is very tall.
Is she? Jerry Cinnamon. Cather.
Oh, yeah.
Belter. Calvin Harris.
It's a good game, isn't it? Calvin Harris.
Yeah.
Wow. He's not a great singer, though. He's a little face.
He sang. I think
he does. He does vocal. He's a vocalist. He's not a singer.
He's singing his early stuff.
I know, but he used to do vocals on his own. That's not a great singer. Like
are you trying? What you're trying to say is they don't really have a U2.
Well, they do. Simple Minds would be their U2.
Yeah.
So U2 have a new album coming out,
right?
In a couple of months, and it's going to be. It's called Songs of Surrender. And it's reimaginings of their biggest hits.
Yeah.
So
this is for the 30th anniversary of an album? Does some album?
No, I think it's just looking back on their whole career, and so it's all the songs that have made them famous, 40 songs.
Okay.
And they will be they already have been reworked, and this will be released in a couple of months. So the people are reckoning that maybe the next tour will be this kind of greatest hits done in a different way.
Okay, well, they've got to do something.
Yeah.
It's an interesting way to do it. Ah, no, we're not going with the bass of the Rollers. Come on, lads. Although they were successful, I suppose. If I put Susan Boyle into the list, you can't leave
them
out.
They've had some great artists.
Yeah, they're doing all right. Some questionable cuisine, but great artists.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.